This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. It has taken a state Supreme Court to allow Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin to close an abortion clinic operating without a license. This third ruling since March was not the actual case, just the abortion operator's desire to remain open while his closure appeal is heard. Madison, Wisconsin public officials are alleged to be redacting information from 911 response to abortion clinics. Operation Rescue says the move to preclude freedom of information requests points to the possibility that public officials could be helping abortion operators hide shoddy practices. Alveda King says that if black lives matter, the number one killer of black lives should have the attention it deserves. That killer is abortion. King adds that it is a lie that abortion is health care and is helping our communities. This is Life News Radio. The major story from all the political talk in the race for the presidency relates to how people of faith, or simply how people of conscience, will vote on the life issue in November. The killing of the most innocent cannot be made to be acceptable. But will large numbers of people vote for political ideals that filter out the tough thinking necessary to be moral people as they vote? Take the time to think deeply about the reasons you vote, and vote for a culture of life. It has almost been a decade since the first abortion pill reversal. Women who take pills for abortion are often told there is no turning back. Yet on the web, at abortionpillreversal.com, doctors who value life of mother and child say otherwise. At least one state is working to see that all women be informed of abortion pill reversal. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.